I don't think that we have to be that worried, although we have to be very cautious and proceed with care. So let me explain that. I think that AI will do a variety of tasks, not entire jobs. So most of us will be quite secure in our jobs. But we have to learn what these tools can do, and we have to learn how they can assist us in doing our own jobs better. Think of AI as a tool that is like a sort of an assistant, but not very mature or reliable. So they will give you information and data, and they'll do stuff for you. But then as a human, you have to check it for accuracy, mm-hmm. and you have to add your own judgment to it before you can complete the job.
Okay, so when you said they'll be coming for part of your job, I thought, please don't make it the fun part. Is it going to be the boring, mundane drudgery of our jobs that AI will fill in the blanks with?
Well, the latest AI will do a little bit of both, because even intellectual work, like, in the law office, they prepare legal briefs before a case goes to trial, and it would be able to prepare some briefs. So you will not need as many person hours, and hopefully lawyers can get a life, they can devote more time to their families, because they just work very long hours poring over previous cases and summarizing and so forth. And AI can do that. But to prepare a case, to mount a strategy for prosecution or defense, you will need lawyers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any lawyers are concerned about losing their jobs. But that said, you're going to have to argue that case. You're going to have to know the ins and outs of the case. Isn't it more fortuitous for you to go through all of the information, accrue that information, and be able to really know that it's back in the back of your mind? You can retrieve it at any time. Like, are we looking at maybe not getting the representation that we have now if AI helps out?
Exactly. You put words in my mouth. That's exactly how
maybe
AI.
Maybe I'm AI.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you may, because you speak very well. You articulated exactly the way I think about AI, is that it will force us to learn new skills. It'll force us to see how we can do our jobs better. But now, having said that, I do think that it will replace some jobs in the following way, which is that maybe you don't need so many law clerks. Where you had 10 or 20, you might only need 5. Mm. So people who are engaged in simple summarizing of data and information and looking for and preparing reports, I would be worried if my job or 80% of my job could be automated by AI. And what these folks need to do is to maybe take some additional skills training so that they can migrate to other jobs as and when a firm says, look, we have 25 electricians, we can do with 10 or 15.
Right.
And this at some level has been happening throughout the past decades. It's not like we have so many telephone operators anymore, right, because of technology. So some degree of automation will take place, and AI as a whole will push the entire labor market, mm-hmm. all of us,
to adapt.
Upwards. Yeah, to adapt by moving up the skill scale.
You know,
we all have to become more proficient.
Yeah. I love what you're selling here, and I think if you're somebody that's going to graduate from university, this is really exciting information, but it's also terrifying information, because what you're talking about AI doing is replacing the jobs where you would pay your dues, the stepping stone jobs. If those get replaced, I mean, the good news for somebody that is a graduate is, oh, good, I don't have to do that horrible work, that drudgery for a while. The reality is that drudgery turns people into skilled labor. So should we be concerned? Should they be concerned, the people graduating, or is this a good thing?
Yeah, so I think all of us, the government, the businesses, the organizations, we have to create more learning opportunities. So, of course, we need young people to replace those who are retiring and to learn, bring new skills. But if we don't have apprenticeships, if we don't have internships,
yep,
then it'll be very hard to stream these young people into those jobs. And so sometimes when businesses want a ready-made person to do the job, is they're being very selfish at the expense of society, of everyone else. So I think the future society would work well with AI, mm-hmm, if we create a lot of learning opportunities for young people and also for older people. So we all have to be learning new things all the time. And if you are not there, if you're not mentally in that space, then you could be in trouble.
What you're talking about here is kind of interesting because it's not all doom and gloom. What you're talking about is a more diverse, more diverse skill set within each worker. That means there's probably going to be a higher rate of engagement. You're not going to be bored as quickly.
Absolutely. I think AI will create more humane jobs and better paying jobs. But if we don't provide those learning and training opportunities, then we would get behind those countries that do a better job, and prosperity will not keep up with the times.
Okay, where do we have to pull up our socks here in Canada then?
Absolutely. No, we are a very solid B+. You know, I'm a professor, so I give grades. Canada gets a solid B+. But we are not A or A+, where we could be. So we need to fortify those systems that will make the population more skilled and more useful to society.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.